You are listening to Sherpa Shorts, a special presentation of the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCabe.
Welcome to Sherpa Shorts. I'm Steve Anderson.
And I'm Matthew McCabe, episode 1 of 26 in a row.
Every day we are going to release a new episode. It's going to be short. It's going to have something to do with youth ministry, and we're going to go through the letters of the alphabet one at a time, have a lot of fun with this, and take turns. And the cool part is we don't know what's coming next.
That's right. So you know what the word of the day is today, but I don't.
Right.
And so we'll just have some fun with it.
Yeah. So let's get started.
The letter A.
And what's your word for the letter A?
My word is after. So we meet on Sundays. Right?
So, yep.
We have Sunday morning services here at our church, so I'm usually here for those, and then I stay through the day, and I'm getting ready for Sunday night youth ministry with our high school group, and then I lead that, and I get home at like 10 o'clock, and I am exhausted, and it's hard. What's your after youth ministry look like, Matthew?
Oh, after. Yeah, you know, I crash.
Do you?
Pretty hard. I'm a raging extrovert, so I love the long ministry day. I don't usually stay through. I like to sneak home. I have a little different pattern, but again, even if I sneak home in the afternoon between morning services and evening youth group, it's still a long, full day of people, especially when you start stacking some meetings maybe before or after.
Right.
But even as a raging extrovert, when I'm done, I'm done. And my after is what I call crash. I need to find a way to stop the momentum of the brain.
You know, what do you do?
I'm spinning. I eat nachos and I watch TV.
Really?
Yep. TV is my binky, as it were. It's the thing that sort of like chills me out. If I'm ever wound up, my wife will say, "You need to go watch a show."
Okay.
And so, because it's the one thing for me I don't have to think about.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
I love to just be entertained. And so for me, I come home. The first thing I do, maybe even before the backpack comes off the shoulders, is put the chips on the plate and the cheese on the chips, and in the microwave it goes. Pour an ice cold Diet Coke in a glass, and then turn the television on, and then just begin the debrief process for me, which is I spend most Sunday nights / Monday mornings waking up on the couch or in the recliner, drool just coming down. I have watched TV long enough to shut down. And when I say shut down, I mean like just shut down and go to sleep.
That's good.
And most nights I crawl up and actually crawl in bed. But there have been Monday mornings where I wake up on the couch still with the TV just rolling, you know. I need to shut down. That's how I shut down.
Okay. I'm pretty similar in that way. My mind sometimes at the end of the night, I will come back to my office and I will literally sit here for an hour staring at my computer screen. I'll like make sure the attendance is right. I'll go through and update the attendance, and then I'll read Facebook and I'll read the football scores or watch the baseball highlights. And I might stare at my computer screen for like an hour. Everybody's gone. It's kind of weird.
Quiet.
I'm so
tired.
I live 17 miles from the church, so I'm so tired some nights that I can barely get up to leave my office to drive the 25 minutes to get home.
It's a dangerous drive.
It is, and I get home, I'm so exhausted, and my wife's already going to sleep because she's getting up early the next morning to go to school. And I'll do the same thing. Like, I'll turn on the TV, maybe catch The Walking Dead or whatever, eat something probably not healthy.
And, amen.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. It is a crash.
It is a crash. It is a crash. But there also is, like, for me, there's a pre-after, right? Because the after, to me, is when you get home, right? But there is a pre-after. Like, you do that time in the office. Like, I'll want to do something. In our context, a lot of times when they go off to small groups, I don't serve as a small group leader. I oversee all that. So,
right.
So I will often take that 20, 25, 40 minutes, depending on what's budgeted that night in the program. And that's when I'll go into my office and I'll, what kids were here, who, maybe make my list of like people who should have been here tonight but weren't. Yeah. I'll make a little sticky note so that when I come in back to the office on Tuesday, I got an opportunity. Or even I might right there just pull the phone out and text like, hey, man, I missed you tonight. Where were you? So, I mean, there's definitely that. Or maybe what went well tonight, what do I need to change? Maybe I had an idea like, oh, next week we should show that video or not do that. And I'll make those notes because I know once I get home and start the nacho and the sports center, routine that I'm trying to shut the mind off. So I need to make sure whatever I actually have to cognitively think about needs to happen before I leave.
Yeah, the problem is that I'm so wound up when I get home, like I'm exhausted, but I can't turn the mind off. And so I don't go to sleep right away. And then the next day I'm tired because I didn't really get enough sleep. It's kind of a vicious cycle at times. I haven't quite figured out how to build that rhythm into my life that works.
Yeah, it can be tough to come back out of it. I mean, I have the same thing. I have Mondays off, so that's helpful because if I'm tired, I take a nap.
Right.
You know, and then hopefully by Tuesday I'm sort of ready to re-engage. But boy, otherwise I don't know how I would sort of come back out of it. Yeah. It's tough.
It's kind of those mini crashes during the regular routine of week-to-week ministry. I wrote a blog about it, about crashing after the retreat. You can find that on the website. Just think about how do you respond, how do you decompress, how do you disconnect after a week of youth ministry? What's that look like
for you? After, or after a retreat, or after an event, or after anything. There's always those afters. Sometimes I like to hit the social media, see if maybe there's a buzz, there's some talk about the event or about the retreat or even about Sunday night. But again, for me, I have to be careful how much I do that because that keeps the mind engaged. It's the opposite of the it's like hitting cool down, but then going back up to 6 miles an hour on that treadmill. I got to be careful about that. But so you need, I think we just need to develop patterns that work for us. It's going to be different for everybody. What works for you? What's your after look like?
Find it and go for it. Live life after youth ministry. There is a life afterwards.
Well, at least we think there is.
We'll be back tomorrow with the letter B.
See you tomorrow.